I'm going to let you guys introduce yourself here. First of all, Glenn, tell me your name and where you're from.
I'm Glenn Franzlubers. I'm with Central Valley Ag Co-op out of Oakland, Nebraska.
And over here?
Keith Byerly, also with Central Valley Ag Co-op out of Tilden, Nebraska.
I'm going to just throw out a question, and you can pick and choose who wants to do the answer. But first one I would ask is just who can tell me a little bit about Central Valley Ag and what you all do?
Central Valley Ag is a farmer-owned cooperative in Nebraska with approximately 40 locations. We're a full-service ag retailer, fertilizer, ag chemicals, seed, precision ag, the whole array of ag products.
Well, we're at a precision ag conference, Info Ag Conference, here in Springfield. When it comes to precision ag, and it's something that I think is a broad term, but describe some of the things that you offer to members of the co-op in this area.
Our precision ag program, which we call Advanced Cropping Systems, it includes grid soil testing, directed soil sampling, variable rate fertilizer, lime, yield mapping, yield monitor support, and also the John Deere OptiGrow imagery.
And also variable rate seeding.
Okay. Well, when you mentioned John Deere and OptiGrow in particular, what has that meant for your business and what you're able to offer to your customers?
Well, we've taken the approach with it this year of looking at it as more of a report card than anything else, going back and making sure that, we've put on enough fertilizer this season, referencing where the bad spots are out in the field, checking on applications of fertilizer, and also checking on our pivot applications, sprinkler package problems, things of that nature.
How well has that worked for you? Is the information that you get through the snapshot, I guess you would call it, how helpful and useful has that been?
I've been very pleasantly surprised with it thus far. We'd taken the approach before we actually started having the imagery flown that we were going to kind of be in a test pattern with it this year. Look at a couple thousand acres, see what came back with. And once we really saw what the resolution was, how small of things that you could pick out on it, floater tracks from prior years, small overlaps in application, things like that. I myself was impressed with it enough to take it to more growers than I initially planned on. And we did pick out a lot of things that we probably wouldn't have found until harvest if we'd seen them at all this year.
So what kind of feedback have you had from farmers who have ordered an OptiGrow?
In what I have done, I've had really good feedback from the growers. They can pick out a lot of things on the maps, like Keith said. It's a really good diagnostic tool for them. I think they were very surprised at what's all showing up on the imagery and helping pick out things they should or shouldn't do next year.
Yeah, some people think look at this and say it's going to show me where I need to put something, but it's also, almost equally where you shouldn't or don't need to put something too, right?
Absolutely. I've had a number of guys that have used it, I guess, for lack of a better term, as a research tool to go out and check and see if putting all their nitrogen on pre-plant or pre-emerge was the right scenario, or if they should be chemigating more of it on or chemigating less on, or what they need to be doing there.
Well, in your area, the area that you manage or oversee, what have there been any special challenges this year? How have conditions been out in your area?
Well, we were awful wet early, and my particular area of the company, we have a lot of sandier soil, so we did see a fair amount of leaching on even that first 60, 80 pounds of nitrogen that might have been put out this year. And we use the OptiGrow to identify those fields where, more leached away than what we were thought. And it was really a no-brainer, because you talk about the equivalent of less than a bushel of corn or just a couple of pounds of nitrogen to make sure that you aren't shorting that crop 20 or 30 pounds by the time it's ready to come out of the field and lose that yield.
So for those growers that you've been able to use this with, I know we talked about feedback, but in terms of acceptance, do you think they are looking at this as something they might want to use more in the future?
I think absolutely. The the resolution of it's just blown them away, and the fine details that they've been able to pick out. Now, granted, you know, some of that's been magnified. We're wet for a long time this spring, and then we've turned off dry since then. So those areas really did show up more, but it definitely showed things that were manageable this year and into the future that they could work around.
Well, thank you very much. That's Keith Byerly and Glenn Franzlubers, who are with Central Valley Ag out in Nebraska, different parts of Nebraska, I guess, but working for the same company. We're here at the Info Ag Conference taking place in Springfield, Illinois. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.